No one dared to ask him any more questions. I try to have that same effect on people, but it doesn't quite seem to work out all that well. It must not be intimidating enough. I'm sure some parents can relate. This man, though, asks a great question in the gospel, one that I identify with, because he cuts to the heart of the matter, which is always helpful in our life of faith. If we take a look at the book of Leviticus in the Bible, we will find hundreds of laws that a faithful Jew was expected to follow. I like to think that this man saw this exhaustive list of laws and did what I did many times in my studies and ask, what do I need to know to pass the test? Right? Because there's a lot to know about our faith, and sometimes we just need to get back to the basics, to reorient ourselves, to stand on firm foundation. And as our Lord says, the basics are loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. So let's get back to the basics. How do we love God with all our heart? The simple answer to this is to enter into and remain in relationship with Him. And if we look at any true relationship we are in, there are two inclinations that we will have. The first is to reveal and give more of ourselves to the other. And the second is to draw out and receive more of the other. To be in relationship with God, then, is to reveal and give more of ourselves to God while drawing out and receiving more of God. If this does not occur, our relationship with God will never change. It will remain stagnant. It will always be surface level. We will only go to God when we need something or when He needs something from us. So the real question is how can we reveal more of ourselves to God and receive more of Him? I think this is a question we can only answer for ourselves. We know ourselves very well and what we are holding back from God and what we are not receiving from Him. However, I think a starting point for us is to consider how we can be more generous with God. How can we reveal more of who we are to God? God may know us more than we know ourselves, but seeing who we are and knowing are two different things. So let us be generous with Him. Basic number two, how do we love God with all our soul? The Greek philosopher Plato philosophized that all of our appetites reside in the soul of each human person. As we experience this on a daily basis, desire is the driving force behind these appetites. This means then that in order to love God with all our soul, we must have a desire for Him. Desire is what drives us to seek Him out. When I woke up first thing in the morning, my desire for caffeine drove me to my French press. It is what got me out of bed. Do we have a similar desire for God? Are we driven to seek Him out as soon as we wake up? This is one of the reasons why we fast during Lent and are encouraged to fast even throughout the year. For when I give up coffee, I become aware that there is a much greater desire that I have. There is something much greater that gets me out of bed. Namely, another day to know God's love for me and another day to love Him. Basic number three, how do we love God with all our strength? In September of 2020, one of my older brothers got married in Tennessee, and we were staying in an Airbnb in the Smoky Mountains. And on Sunday, my oldest brother, who is not practicing the faith, asked me to go on a hike with him and his kids. And I told him that I couldn't because I was going to be going to Mass, to which he asked me if God would not rather have me spend time with him and my niece and nephew, whom I don't see very often, rather than go to Mass. I told him that as much as I wanted to be with him, Mass was where I needed to be, not only for myself, but for God. Practicing our faith is hard. There's no doubt about that. And it requires not just some of our strength, but all of it to practice it well. We must at times give up what we want to get what we need, which is a testament to true strength. So what is one thing that you need that a want is taking from you? May we have the strength to overcome it. The fourth and final basic: how do we love God with all our mind? This one's pretty interesting, actually, because this one's not mentioned in our first reading by Moses. He mentions the other three. It seems that Jesus in our gospel adds this one. And I think the reason is because he wants us to know that loving God is a choice, that it is an act of the will. He does not want us to love God because we have to, or because we will get something out of it, or because he did something for us and we are now indebted to him. He wants us to love him simply because we choose to. He wants us to intentionally choose to be Catholic. I was speaking with someone earlier this week who was asked to come up with two or three sentences that explained why they are Catholic. It's a difficult question to answer, but I can't help but wonder if maybe the best answer we could give is simply because we choose to be. Is not that enough? So those are the four basics of loving God. And it seems to be the most constant in life. There is much going on in the world, and sometimes we just need to be reminded how to pass the test and get back to the basics. When we do this, I think we will find the world to not be as chaotic as we once thought. And we may just hear those same consoling words that man heard so many years ago, that you are not far from the kingdom of God.